I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Indonesia is moving its capital city from Jakarta to Borneo, over 600 miles away. FMI's Bruce Allen says Jakarta is sinking into the sea at the rate of 8 inches a year. Now, some of this is due to overpopulation, but moving the capital city to Borneo makes the government center much more centrally located. With a move-in date of 2024, now's the time for all the planning and building needed to finish this $33 million project. Allen says there's another aspect of this move to consider. Opportunity.
One of the challenges of doing ministry in Indonesia is the fact that all these people that are so diverse and all the little subcultures, they're spread across so many islands. Well, now with this movement of people, we'll be able to hit representatives of each of those islands without having to go to the islands. The people are coming here.
And only a few dozen of the world's 400-plus sign languages have any scripture. Ministries estimate that less than 1% of the world's 70 million deaf people know Christ. With such great need and so few deaf Christians, who will do the work of sign language Bible translation? Field coordinator Mike Bravo says Deaf Bible Society works with deaf believers worldwide to answer this question. They support deaf translation teams with training, resources, and more.
We make contact with deaf Christians in a specific country to determine their interest, see what is their vision and what is their passion, and how can we come alongside them in the task of reaching their country with the gospel.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Just look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.